Now watch this. Watch this. And this is what we do. This is what we do. And I'm, watch this. Colossians 1:12. Listen to this. Listen to it. Colossians 1:12. This is what we do. Because see, we've been joined to a family. We are in the kingdom that will never end. All of the other kingdom will fail, but this will stand throughout eternity. Amen. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Notice what he did? He made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Who, that is, has what? Delivered us from what? The power, the control, the influence of darkness. And has what? Translated us where? Into where? What kingdom? Give me Ephesians 2:5-6. Give me Ephesians 2:5-6. We'll be right back there. Even when you was what? Dead in sin. Has he quickened, or that word quickened, made alive, quickened us together with Christ? What did he do? Quickened us, made us alive together with Christ. So you know what he's saying? He made me, he made you, he made us alive with Christ. So when we get the revelation, I have his life. His life is in me. I'm alive with Christ. I'm living Christ's life. I am Christ. You are Christ. We are his body. Quickened together with Christ. Then he went on to say what? By grace you are saved, right? And has what? It has raised us up together. And made, didn't ask us, but he made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In what? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And this is why you have to take your stand and know who you are. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And once you know who you are, you have been joined to Christ. And so when persecution comes, you and I need to stand our ground. Because this truth that you hear and know is not just going to fall in your lap like ripe cherries off a tree. You have to go for it. You have to stand for it. Amen, because you're going to face something in your life, between people around you, situations you never dreamed going to come up that day, how are you going to handle that? I've been raised up together with Christ, all right? Made sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Christ is seated at the what? Right hand of God. Christ is seated where? At the right hand of God. Give me Ephesians 1:23, Passion. Ephesians 1:23. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at that. Now, now we, his church. Let me back up 22. Let's see. I'm looking for something. Okay, it's going to be on down. And he alone, there we go. Now watch this now, listen to it real close. He alone is the what? Leader and source of everything needed in the church. I'm going to read it again. And he alone is the leader and source Of what? How much? Needy where? That means we don't have nothing to fool around with anything else. Can you agree with that? He alone, he's a leader, he's a soul. That source means he supply everything we need. How many times we've been guilty of trying to make our own way? Something come up, Lord, I gotta fix this. But he alone is the leader and source of everything needed in this church. God has put what? Everything. God has put what? Everything where? Beneath the authority of Jesus Christ. And has given him the highest rank above all other. And see, we can back up and get all that because it says that in 20, 21, 22. But we give me back to where we were. Colossians 1:13. And this is in, just stay there because I'm getting ready to close. He has what? Rescued us completely from the tyrannical rulers of darkness. Here's what God wants you to see. These rulers of darkness always coming at you, and they try to come on your blind side. They try to come at you through things and things that you're not thinking about. That's why you have the mighty Holy Spirit. You need to be aware. Holy Spirit is on the inside of me. And praying in tongues helps you to be attuned and aware of his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he has rescued us completely from the tyrannical rulers of darkness. And has what? Translated us into the kingdom realm. Where are we? Kingdom realm of his love son. We're right there with him. I said, we're right there with him. We're right there. And so you just read that and don't go meditate upon it and feed on it to make it your own. You think about it for a few minutes and then you time your mind, get all wrapped up in something else, you forgot. But for in the Son, all our sins are what? Canceled. And we have the release of redemption through the very blood. God said the blood released us. How can Satan come and try to make it stick? You're guilty. You must have done something wrong. No. I've been redeemed because God says I'm redeemed. Hello? I said, I'm redeemed because God said I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
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 And this is what God wants us to learn, how to walk in the light of our redemption. Because there's a flood coming. There's a flood coming. There's a flood coming, people. Glory to God. Aren't you glad you got cool air tonight? Aren't you glad you want to put on a sweater or something? There's a high price paid for this. Father, we thank you so much for our redemption rights. We love you. We praise you. We treasure. Whoo! When test and trial, opposition shows up, we rejoice in the midst. We stand our ground. We speak. We raise up the battle cry. And we remind the enemy, we're blessed, 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 blessed. You can't curse what God has blessed, blessed, blessed. Anybody in this? Hallelujah. I don't have to wait and see. He already told me. Bless, bless, bless. When things seem to be going wrong, bless, bless. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Not according to what's going on, it's according to what he has done. Amen. Hallelujah.